Hey guys, Brian with the Kick Some Class podcast, the show that's designed to help you, the educator, kick some class, whether it's in school, at home, or in life. So if you are an educator who is just starting out, or somebody who is an old grizzled veteran and you're trying not to burn out, you're in the right place. This show is all about helping you with tips, tricks, strategies, tutorials, and interesting conversations to help you kick some class. And that means having a greater impact in your classroom, with your loved ones, and in your life in general. So let's go ahead and jump in. This time, we are going to be looking at another edition of my five awesome tweets that I thought kicked some class this past week. So I was on break for midwinter, I guess, in February. That is a depressing thought, but we're going to go ahead and jump right into five tweets. All right, guys. So if you want to get a tweet on here, go ahead and aim it at me, Baldsai, and use the hashtag kick some class, or just hope that I find it and I'm following you. Well, anyway, today we're going to take a look at five that I thought were stupid amazing. And here's the first one from Melissa D at Dean of Math. She said, it's hard to face the truth that my class is more about compliance than I want it to be. And Melissa, I think this is like a phenomenal realization. And I think a lot of teachers are realizing that grades contribute to this idea of compliance, that your classroom management contributes to compliance. And whether or not you know it, you're focusing on getting the kids to do what you want rather than flipping the engagement to say, hey, what do you want to learn? And then empowering that. And I think it's a really good first step. It's a super awesome revelation to you, you know, even if solving the problem isn't that easy, right? So I thought that was really cool. And I thought, man, if you're engaging in this reflection, you're doing an awesome job for your students. So that's the first one. Second one is from Alex, or Alexandra 27. And she said, normalize children skipping through the hall. It's so innocent. And I, you know, I joke with students, I'd skip down the hall and say, I'm skipping class. Horrible dad joke pun. But if kids are having fun in school, I don't really care if it's in your class or outside. Obviously, we'd like to have it in class. But if kids are in school and they're having fun, if they are relaxed enough to skip in the hallways and have fun, I mean, you could be the fun sucker, Joey Crusher, knock that off, no fun at school, but come on, man. All right, Shelby Strong at Snuffleupagus, which made me think, have I been saying Snuffleupagus wrong, or is it really? Anyway, Shelby Strong, I thought this was really good. Instead of trying not to be frustrated, I think I'm going to let the frustration guide me into setting a boundary that needs to be set. If you haven't had a discussion, a reflection, a thought, meditation, whatever you want to call it, on the boundaries that you set for your life, the boundaries that you set for your job, the boundaries that you set in relationships, the boundaries that you set for your health, the boundaries of when you say no, when you say yes, you need to. Boundaries are all about establishing what we are going to allow in our life and what we're not. And the part of the reason why I started this channel, this podcast, this show, whatever it might be, was because I noticed that a lot of teachers throughout my career couldn't set boundaries appropriately. They're taking all sorts of time from their families. They're taking all sorts of time and energy from their health, simply because they believed that they should. Society maybe said they should, or some weird combination of those. And they had this weird belief that it's just part of the job. It's not. We need to normalize this idea of healthy boundaries for educators because, hey, if you aren't healthy, you can't take care of those who are under your tutelage. I always wanted to use that word. All right. So Heather L114. Wow. I don't know if you counted that high to make sure you got all the Heathers 113 and down out of the way, but kudos to you. So hardest grade to teach, quote, is relative. And I'm not going to lie, it always bums me out when my grade, kindergarten, is always heavily represented as hard. I think you hit the nail on the head here. It's totally relative. If you are in the sweet spot of your gifting, and that actually encompasses a lot of different things, it means the age group of your students, whether you have the right curriculum, the right school leadership, sometimes just the right mix of culture where you are, it all makes a difference, particularly if you don't want to burn out. So if you're one of those teachers that you're like, oh, this is hard, and hard for you means that you're burning out, you're tired, it's not giving back, then you need to find some supportive leadership that's going to allow you to switch things up. Maybe go to a older or younger, maybe switch to a different subject or alter the school dynamic that you're in. All of those things matter. And I think being willing to look at, particularly right now, your position in a school district and wonder if there is a shift there that taps more into your flow state. And if that's unfamiliar content to you, when we tap into our flow state, it just, the ability to do that which we need to do flows easily, right? So maybe you might know Gay Hendricks and his book called The Zone of Genius, or maybe there's a thousand other ways to describe this phenomena, but for you, you need to find it. All right, tweet number 4 and 5. This is like a twofer, okay? So David Perrell, at David Perrell, I hope I'm saying that right. He tweeted these kind of back to back, and I really thought they were pretty awesome. So I'll read the bottom one and then we'll move up. He said, school's number one job is to instill a love of learning, because once you have that, learning is inevitable. And then the second one, since a love of learning comes naturally to us, the fact that so many people hate learning is a definite mark of a broken school system. So I'll kind of tackle these together. And I think people could debate whether that's the school's job or not, to instill that love of learning. But I think it is innate. It is something in all of us that we love to learn, that we want to learn, and we will always choose to learn that which we are interested in or want to learn, which is really interesting for me when we flip the curriculum around to a student-centered approach that is about discovery, about sense-making, about their, you know, dream or journey or goal or whatever they have in mind, and then providing those skills and opportunities, maybe designing a learning to meet the learner rather than all students forced through the same curriculum. And I think some of that is really that shift of going towards a student-centered approach. Now, I realize that there are some constraints of whether we can do this or not, but this is a really great reflection question for all of us, is when kids walk out of your room, are they hungry or are they disgusted, right? And I don't mean that like, you know, with you. I mean, if you ate something, consumed something that didn't make you either want that again or want you to have dessert, you get the idea, hopefully, of what I'm getting at here. Because I feel like it was always a win when students left my classroom and or didn't want to leave, right? Or were like, oh, God, that was such a great experience. And I think it's something that's not just available to science teachers because we have the coolest things to show and to do. It's available to every teacher in every class. And it just is, are you willing to get at that engagement that's inside of them already and to bring that thing out? So that was a twofer. Don't do it again. No, I'm kidding. It was definitely worth going through those two. And David, thank you for that. Again, hashtag kick some class. If you got something really cool to say and you think it'd be, you know, worthwhile for me to share with anybody who listens or watches this podcast on YouTube, then definitely throw that hashtag kick some class. Throw it at me at BaldSci. And I look forward to reading those and highlighting them again in a couple weeks. If you enjoy this episode of the Kick Some Class podcast, share with a friend, and we will see you guys next time. Later.